Hey, how's it going?
Not bad. Cool. I see that you're getting better at learning how to click buttons and set up music.
Yeah.
I'm so proud.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, and you know what that means.
Get off me, dog.
What? Yeah. No. Let's try this again. It's Friday night. Oh, fuck it. How's it going, Claude?
I'm fine. Oh, yeah. Well, let's go ahead and let them know they're listening to, of course.
What are they
you
listening to?
Are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Are you not playing any music?
I am.
What are you playing? The quietest shit on the universe? You're fucking playing cover songs of Bilbo Baggins, and then we're actually this show, and we need a little background noise, and what do I hear? Nothing.
Is it? It's playing.
You're my so screen. Talented.
Dude, I am. You need to crank. No wonder. Look, asshole. You got it down so low.
No, that's normal.
It's not.
Yeah, it is. That's normal. Now we're hearing something.
Yeah, we're hearing something. It's been playing.
Because you finally hit play.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a shitting grin, and you rolled your fucking eyes.
Nuh-uh.
I win. You lose.
Kiss my ass.
Damn, all the people in the fucking chat room already. Wow, I guess making sure I have the right time and day on the show written kind of helps a little.
Yeah, people are in the chat room. Wow, a shitload of people.
You know, also, I think that the fat girl on the index actually helps out a lot.
Is that a girl or
that's
a boy?
That's a girl.
How do you know?
Look at him. It's a chick.
Where'd
it is a fat
one?
Girl. Look at the index on Spankwagon. Only at?
Spankwagon.vftp.net. Only on to interweb.
To interweb. Plug, plug, plug. Anyhow. Oh, shit. No sooner do we get started, people start dropping off. What the fuck is up with this? Oh, well. They're probably listening somewhere. I'm assuming so. I hope so. Maybe they are.
But you I sure don't. That's a chick?
That's a chick. If you, okay.
That's not really a chicken.
Everyone in the chat room, go to spankwagon.vftp.net.
And you'll see what we're arguing about.
You'll see what we're arguing about. Now, there's a fat retard.
Just doing the truffle shuffle.
Yeah, doing the truffle shuffle.
but keeping the shirt on.
Yeah, thank God. First off, it looks like a girl. The outfit, I mean, come on, the flowers.
I thought those were snowflakes.
Snowflakes?
Hold on, let me take a look. I'm not even on that page.
Oh. No, that's a female. That's definitely one of your favorite species of people. And I do
they
say
are
species.
Flowers, dude.
Oh, I thought they were snowflakes. They are flowers.
Oh, it was just, you know, they were like, you know, it was jiggling so fast, it was like a flurry.
You.
I don't know what's worse, a kid or that fucking couch.
You're worried about the couch? Here we have the funniest fucking gift that I have seen in a long time. I mean, I'm searching. I saw this on Fark, and I'm like, hey, now that's funny. I mean, I started laughing at work at that. Cruel thing to do, but I did.
Why is that cruel?
I don't know.
You feel guilty about laughing at the fat
kid. Yes, I do feel guilty at laughing at
Disfortunate.
I've been hanging around with Claude way too much.
Why is that? It's unfortunate it was born to fucking parents that just like fucking let it eat whatever, dude, and just chow down.
Well, not only eat whatever, but man, the parents must have been doing something wrong. Something God. Horribly, horribly wrong. That they have a kid that looks like that.
Dude.
That's horrible. That's heinous.
In 2 weeks, it'll be ready for slaughter. God, man. That's like, how old is this fucking kid, dude?
Rev thinks that they look 6'7".
Tons. But I'm bum. Drum film.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, this is that's a big person.
He's already morbidly obese, dude.
I mean, I'm surprised the head actually moves like that because there's no chin or no jaw or no... I mean, it's just a tube. The head is a tube. It's like if Beaker was a fat person. Me. Look at it. You can't argue with me.
I'm staring at the thing in my head going, me. Sorry. Get down, dog.
Yeah, I hope everybody else take a look at the index, because one of the biggest complaints we always have is, how do we get here? Yeah, how do we listen?
All you have to do is follow the fat kid to spankwagon.vftp.net.
No, look below the fat kid to where it says, you know, live.
I
put the URL there for people.
Fucking genius. Yeah. It's a chick, man. What's the origin of that picture, man? Because I'm really curious.
I don't know. All I know is that I found it on Fark. So that
dude, I would still like start anonymously like dropping off like McDonald's gift certificates on the doorstep. Now you're not supposed to throw shit and feed the animals at the zoo. I would.
Yeah, I can believe it. Hey, actually, Rev is saying something about this person was serious disease on the Maury Povich show.
Yeah, scares.
What the fuck is with Maury Povich?
I love Skier. If loving Taco Bell that much is a crime, I don't ever want to be innocent. God.
Yeek.
Maury Povich, dude. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, everybody's got to keep up with Jerry, so they got to over-sensationalize and make
has
it look...
Has no metabolism.
Fuck, Claude has no metabolism. You don't see him dancing on ugly couches.
I just throw up.
All right, that's right. You're bulimic. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Mmm, I love me some greasy cheeseburger.
Yeah. And every time your shoes go...
My fucking shoes.
I can hear
you got
scream.
It on my fucking shoes.
Yeah, you wiped it off in a Bellagio.
Yeah, I know. One of these nice big Ritchie casinos.
So that thing has no metabolism, man.
No.
That what thing... are you smacking the fucking VU meter?
No,
for?
The needle got stuck.
Oh, okay.
You know, impact maintenance. See, here, watch. We'll peg the meter. Oh, see, it works now. Forget it. Never mind.
God.
Our listeners just went, oh, fuck.
Dude, I'm serious. Like, I would like leave like gift certificates and shit and like candy outside.
But if they have no metabolism, you're going to kill them. You want to be responsible for killing them?
I wouldn't be killing it, man.
It is a person. They may sort of think for themselves.
It's God's will. Of course, the candy I think probably wouldn't have helped, but no.
God's will says that they roll down a hill one day and die, but...
Wouldn't it be funny, like, you know, give it...
Which one was it that... Which one when Willy Wonka?
Augustus.
No, not... That's the fucking Tard blog. Willy Wonka, which one was it?
Augustus Gloop.
Was it Augustus?
Yes, it was.
Okay, because I'm thinking Tard blog when you say
yeah,
Augustus.
Yeah, I know.
Tardblog.com. Go there when you're not listening to the show or not participating actively in our chat.
And you need to laugh hard.
Oh, dude. Who was it? Ready Sped or Ready Speed?
Ready Sped, yeah.
Ready Sped or Ready Speed, whoever she is. My hero, because it's just hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking hilarious.
Do you know what I like to do to that kid? Like, give it chocolate-covered X-Lax.
God!
Watch it start...
You won't need metabolism now.
Watch a little kid just jiggle like that and just spew out foam from its mouth. And just
X-Lax doesn't foam from mouth, but...
That's I'm sorry, I meant Alka-Seltzer. Not
fucking give him excess. Yeah, they're gonna be doing that dance on the toilet. Oh man, I can't stop.
Yeah, it would be funny. Give the kid like diuretics and shit.
Oh, Jesus, you were wrong. You're watch foul.
You just, watch your kid just be a little shit sprinkler.
Okay, shit sprinkler, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. You know what? Teasing other people is fun.
Fuck, we do that every day at work. You know that. Come on now.
I mean, this really
I'm
is
sorry.
Nice.
I can't get over shit sprinkler.
Dude, I so feel better about myself right now.
Oh, God.
I do feel better. I don't feel regretful.
Okay. You.
Wow. Little shit sprinkler. You little shit sprinkler.
Shit.
So what would you do if that was your kid?
Fucking kill him.
Really?
Oh, my God. If my kid had some problem like this, I'd be, like, trying to figure out a way to cure him. Because, and not only that.
Yeah, kill him, apparently. That's
no, actually, not only that.
You sure you didn't, like, work for the dog pound or something? And you got no home
sparking.
Yeah,
we've had
time
it for
7 days
and it doesn't mean any good. No. What I would do, first off, I'm sure I wouldn't make the same mistake her parents made and fed her fast food. If you found out that your kid had like some sort of metabolism whack out, you know what I'd be feeding him? I'd be
intravenously.
I'd be feeding him stuff that, you know, was more healthy. I mean, this kid obviously had a little bit too much chocolate cake, and I understand you can give this moderation, people. Understand the disease and compensate.
You know what I would do? I'd give the kid 2 ice cream cones and watch a kid go crazy deciding which one to eat first.
God, they'd end up wearing it.
I just don't want to sit. I could do an entire show just making fun of this kid.
We're almost there. No, actually, well, you know what? I mean, I don't know. I bet the parents got to be pretty upset, but I'm sure the parents are probably.
Why? There are more. They got paid.
It's true.
So, they're pimping out their kid as a sideshow freak.
Yeah, that's exactly where it's going.
Come see the mini fatty.
Come watch Dancing Fatties. Only at DancingFatties.com. Might be an opportunity there.
Yeah. 20 minutes from now. Just on Net Soul.
You know, yeah, really. Registered. 20 minutes from now. Reverend registers it. Anyhow, looking at
tune
the
in every week to Just Stop Fucking Dancing Fatty. org.
Oh, no. Chazad says we need to give the, you know, give, we need to. We don't need to do shit.
I don't need to do
give
shit.
Give the kids speed.
Can you imagine a little fucker on crank?
You're going to see fucking holes in walls where they run right through.
Dude, do you seriously want that little fucker up for like 3 days solid seeing shadow people and freaking out?
No.
Yeah, imagine that one with little bugs and shit picking out little scabs.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, yeah, really. Or start tearing apart shit and not putting anything back together just to kill time and fucking keep the brain going. Oh, no. Giving that kid speed is a bad idea. No, I say we just have to go out, take the kid out into a farmhouse, drown the farmhouse in ammonia, and call it a day.
I was about to say.
Put it out to pasture.
It's 3 a.m. A field in the middle of the night. A farmer hears a little rattling, goes out to his anhydrous ammonia tanks, and sees this little fucker jumping around trying to open the valve.
Man.
Need ether!
Ether. God. Give that kid speed. That'd be funny as hell. Oh, my God. It's available. Quick to Netzel. We want fucking commissions or loyalties or royalty fees or whatever. God damn it. Another great domain. Gone.
See, man, we spoke and went into the collective.
No, the collective is listening to us. That's the difference.
They're always listening.
Yeah, that is true. That is very true.
Hand me my tinfoil hat.
No, I'll stick to ball caps.
That little fat.
You just
bastard.
Like that. I showed you that
I
picture
like
earlier.
I like making fun of
like,
that kid. I feel much better about myself.
Okay, everybody. Go to the gallery and pick a clawed pick to tear apart in the chat room. That's your new assignment.
Oh, that ain't hard at all.
The oil one where you look all gay with the gloves.
That or the one where I'm like fucking almost passed out on the floor after I like was sick all night eating bad candy. God, man.
And near beer. Bad candy and beer. Candy and beer just never. What the word? I mean, it's been 2 years now, or almost three, that we've done that.
You know, there's a 99 cent store down the street from here. Oh, hey. We should probably go.
Yeah, but, you know, until we figure out a way to make this these cords go that length, I think we'll stay here for the show. Anyhow. How was your week?
It was pretty good. How about you?
You know, I can't complain. Actually, I can complain.
You can always complain.
Yeah, I have. Gonna kill my wife.
Why?
Well,
I can't be mad at her. You can't be mad at her.
Because I've done
bullshit.
Something very similar. I've done something very, very similar. But
you spilled cranberry juice on the wall.
No, that was 2 weeks ago. No, this past week, the wife has decided to start taking her random acts of accidental vandalism. To a new level and to a new medium. Actually, it's a medium that she's visited before but has returned to, her automobile. Now, for those of you who know me and know me well, know that I'm really picky about my cars. I'm very picky about my automobiles, keeping them clean and shit like that. Well, my wife is not. She actually has the very healthy attitude of, it's just a car.
Ooh.
And I say very healthy because it is just a car, but I like to keep things nice.
No, it's not just a car. It's just a, no, you can say it's just a rental car.
Okay, I agree with you on that. I can agree with you on that.
Yeah.
So anyhow, a dip, speed up.
Boom.
Yeah. But, so she's backing out of the garage a couple mornings ago. It's like Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning,
I guess. And when, well, let me explain to you from my point of view. Really,
pissed off about?
Hold on, I'll get to that.
She's backing out of the garage.
Hold on, I'll get to that. I'm up, getting ready to take a shower. Just getting up. I mean, I'm running super late already. It's
Trench
like 6:45.
He's groggy. He has the not so fresh morning feeling.
I gotta leave in like 30 minutes to get to school and all that bullshit.
He's late, as usual.
I am not late as usual. Fuck.
You're late getting here tonight.
I was?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I was here at 5, but it only takes me, what, an hour to drive 15 fucking miles across this Vegas Valley because you decided to move into this place that's halfway up the fucking mountain. You're damn near so high up on a mountain, it makes you Mormon. Now, as I was saying, I was waking up late trying to get a shower.
That reminds me. I forgot to say bye to Vince. He retired today.
Yes, he did.
Oh, well, why?
Anyhow, so I'm about ready to get ready in, and I know it's a really bad visual to say, but I'm about ready to get in the shower. And she comes up upset. I'm like, uh-oh, what's wrong? She goes, I put on, you know, some shorts and come take a look at the car. And I'm like, oh, no. You know, in my head I'm going, oh, fuck, what'd she do? She either hit the duster, which would have sent me to the moon.
So your mind is racing.
My mind is racing. Or she took out, like, the water treatment or something, you know.
That's great.
Anyhow, I get out there, and she goes, before I get out there, she goes, I hit the mirror on the side of the garage.
What? hit the mirror.
Wait, how did you do this? You put the car in without hitting the mirror on the side of the garage. Well, she goes, I was paying attention so I didn't hit your truck. And I go, did you think about turning the other direction to make sure you didn't hit the wall? Well, I was looking out for your truck. Isn't that important? Well, yeah, that is, but turning your head 180 degrees in the other direction should be just as important. So I get out there, and I kid you not, and you'll see this tomorrow when you come over and do
it's
your
like
brakes.
When, it's like when the oil light in the car comes on. Well, I didn't pull over, honey. I didn't want to burn the bulb out.
Exactly.
God.
So anyhow.
So you get out
so
there.
So I get out there, and I take a look at the mirror. Well, first off, the mirror's just hanging by its cords.
Oh, God.
It actually, it's not a manual mirror. It's electric mirror, which confused me when I'm looking at the glass. It's just the glass that's hanging. It's the heated mirror cords, which I didn't even know that thing had heated mirrors until then.
Yeah.
So I look at it. I'm like, what the hell? I look at the actual housing, the motor mounting, all the things that are in the internals, and they're all still intact, except for the piece of plastic that broke off, that snapped off, that held the mirror that now is hanging.
You have no luck.
The whole assembly, the whole outer shell of the mirror is fine, except for a scrape and some paint transfer. The interior, the internals of the mirror broke out.
Can you fix them?
No. Plastic.
Junkyard.
We tried that, but red molded.
Fuck, I told you,
man. I ain't Krylon and shit. Are you going to Krylon your front fascias?
No.
Then I'm not Kryloning a mirror.
But I'm Kryloning my trim pieces.
Trim pieces are one thing. You Krylon a fascia.
Who brought
trim
a fascia?
Trim pieces in.
Easy. What the fuck is a side mirror?
What the fuck is a side mirror?
That's a trim piece.
On the 99...
It's a fucking trim piece.
No, on a 99 fucking Stratus. That thing is huge. Have you seen the actual size of that entire assembly?
It is a bit large.
It
yes.
is a bit large. And? So it's not quite as inconspicuous as a trim piece.
Dude, you don't call... You don't get my fascia... Or not my fascias. My fucking louvers are going to be painted Krylon.
See, I don't like... If you're going to do Krylon, that's, to me, you know, why bother doing
Krylon
it
Krylon makes automotive paint.
I know they make automotive
paint.
Can't
be any worse than Chrysler.
But you're going to get...
Right.
That ain't quite the same as putting it on through an actual sprayer.
What's the fucking difference?
Quality drip. Oh, I forgot. We live in the dustiest fucking part of the universe, okay? Every single day I can come outside, look at my truck, and scrape off dust. And just take my finger and wipe off dust.
That's because you park outside.
Where do you park?
Outside.
Okay, then. Now, as I was saying...
You'll have to paint outside.
Where are you going to paint? My garage?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Tarp.
Great. I don't know whether I like it with the foamy on or with the foamy off, because I'm getting the...
Pretty much hold it to the side right here.
Wait a minute. Didn't I teach you that?
Nuh-uh, man. Anyhow. I learned this from my favorite rap artist on music television.
Music television? Word. Now, anyhow.
This is no longer Dr. Day on UMTV Raps. Yeah. That was basically the way it was, man.
Yeah, I know.
Dre needed to lose weight.
Duh. But anyhow. So right now, the mirror. And I can't be mad at her because, you see, you have guys out there have to understand. About 2 years ago, I was backing out of the garage and Michelle parked the truck in crooked. So I was trying to back it out and I just couldn't get moving in there because I'm an idiot and I had too much shit off to the side. That caused the wheel just to kind of... I didn't want to hurt anything, but...
So you were hitting something and kept on going.
No. So
you were the old lady from the Carfax commercial.
No, I wasn't. I stopped. I went, okay. So I tried to move it out of the way, and I turned the wheel, and I tried to back up. But what happened was, wasn't paying attention or got too close, and I took out my rear taillight on the side of the garage. So I'm just as guilty of doing stupid shit. I cannot be very mad at her because I'm just as guilty. You know, but I went to and I got the light for like $60 at a dealership and just screwed it back in. It was fine. God. Took a hammer and just pounded the sheet metal back so it wouldn't be puckered out on that side. And you can't even tell anymore that it actually was broke. So I'm not too upset. I won't be upset at the mirror either because it's going to be an easy fix.
Automotive-wise, you and your wife are fucking made for each other.
Body-wise. Automobile body-wise, we're made for each other.
Your fucking wife dirties the inside of the car. Your truck looks like the fucking apartment scene from Seven with... fucking vanilla air freshener trees hanging down everywhere. You're ripping mirrors and fucking sidewalls and shit off. Your wife keeps hitting pylons and shit and doesn't care about the paint.
Hey, okay. What can I say?
And if your truck was a person, cancer would have killed it by now looking at your door.
Oh, I know. It would have at least lost an arm, but I know. See, I guess it's just the fact that I don't consider the truck all that big of a deal. You know, it was a piece of shit truck with a four banger.
So why'd you buy it?
I'm not even going to begin that discussion.
Because you don't try to buy me
your
wife.
That's a heated argument. You ever just been so mad that you don't want to say and you don't want to get into an argument in public, so you just kind of shut up and let things just go?
Yeah.
I've done that, and I own that truck now. And I'm not too upset. I mean, the truck's been good to me, and obviously it's no problem for you to borrow it and use it, so you can't have a problem with it. And I do maintenance on the truck. Granted, it takes me 10,000 miles to get an oil change done.
12.
Was it 12? I don't know.
It was 12.
The problem here is, though, is the fact that I only drive in the city, so I've only put on like 20,000 miles since I've owned the damn thing, about at 33.
It?
And it now just hit 55.
Jesus Christ.
Only put 20,000 miles on it in 5 years. I don't go anywhere with it. You can't go over a goddamn mountain with a four banger in that truck.
I've owned. Dude, I own an 81 DeLorean. I've had it 4 years. And when I got it, it had 19,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
And I've clicked up to 55,000 miles.
You drive it a lot. I mean, I go to work or school. That is it. And halfway out to B fucking E.
Where's that? Fireworks?
About here.
Ah, ha, ha, clever comeback.
Thank you.
Yes.
So anyhow, that's my annoyance with the vehicle this week.
Wow. Well,
at least I should say with the wife this week. But like I said, I can't be that upset.
I keep blowing the fuse that controls my instrumentation in the DeLorean. I don't know what it is.
So yeah, you didn't even know that the fuse was blown. Because it was
on the turn signal. Yeah,
the turn signal was blown so damn far.
Yeah, I got to show you
where
that.
The blade meets the plastic.
Yeah, I found the fucking fuse, dude. Blew a second one in the exact same place.
Recently?
I shit you not. Yeah.
Just now. Or
yesterday on the way home.
You've got a big voltage issue.
I don't know.
You've got a big electrical issue.
I think what it is actually.
Put in a 20 amp fuse.
Oh, yeah, that's smart. Yuck.
What's that smell?
No, what it is I think that fuse number 5 does a power to all my idiot lights and gauges on the dash.
Okay.
But it also runs the autostat, which measures the coolant temperature.
Okay.
So I think I might have a bad autostat that's grounding when the temperature gets up to turn the fans on.
Makes sense.
Because otherwise, if I hit the AC switch right there, fans come on, no problem. So I think that's what it is. That's what I checked. But yeah, fortunately, I'm cool on turn signals. I have turn signals at work.
Until they blow out again.
You know what? It was wet when that happened. And you know what? I might have water that got in there. You've seen my assemblies.
It's very possible. It's very, very possible.
Otherwise, you know what, dude? DeLorean's no problem for me, man.
Okay. So, well, you know what? That's great.
Yeah, it's not like I had a spindle go out
on
my car.
Hold on. Why did you have to bring up the DeLorean? I didn't say. It was
a comparison of, well, I only put this many miles in my truck, man. I'm proud of my miles, man.
I drive the truck for just a pure.
And, of course, you asked me how my week was.
Yeah, but you just said it was okay, so I just figured you were done.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, you got to be a little quicker in the uptake here, Chief.
Yeah, but the problem is I don't want to fucking go around bumming everybody out. I don't know. I can't get in my wife in the mirror. My car won't pass smog.
Man, shut up. But that's going to change because in, what, 2 weeks?
Two Fridays
from now, we're going to be at the Mopars on the Strip.
Hopefully.
I already got the day off. I'll be there. See ya.
My day off is tentative.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it wasn't me, man.
You should have put it in sooner.
Dude, it was a vacation request that came in at the beginning of the year for vacation pre-planning that beat me out.
Well,
it's a Friday, so it's dead. So I'm not really too worried.
You should be able to get it. But yeah. Mopars on the Strip, Las Vegas Motor Speedway. I love that shit. Mm-hmm. Last year was great. This is the second year of it. A lot of racing. Even going to go back on Sunday. But I'm going to definitely hit up all the parts areas and shit because I want to get my duster working.
Of course you do.
Really want to get that thing
If
working.
You didn't want to get it working, there'd be something wrong with you.
True. Very
like
true.
It's just a regular classic car, you know. I think everybody should have one, but it just sits in my garage, and I'm a fucking wanker.
Yeah, like a lot of collectors out there.
Yeah, I know one in particular. Anyhow.
Moving on, actually. Fuck. We could probably get away with taking a break right now.
We have a interesting news week. We have three dead celebrities of the week.
Okay.
So we also have mad props.
Big time mad props as long as people stay in the fucking chat room.
Yeah, free mad props for everybody.
MXXPXTXQ or whatever, who like listens for 10 seconds and bailed. I don't even know if he's still listening. If you are,
get in the goddamn chat room.
All right, you're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
only at
spankwagon.vftp.net.
Go there and watch Fat Kids Dance.
Yeah!
I'm giving bitches permanent beers. Put your lips here and catch these.
Audio tonight.
No, dude. It's,
I sit there and go, Claude, build a playlist. And what does he build?
Filler.
Everything that will be filler or over bass. Jesus. I am so. Wow. We want listeners, dude, but we're broadcasting at mono, like 32K. They hear this. And their systems are going nuts. Damn!
I also apologize for the ad. I'm running everything off iTunes, which
you,
is
yeah, which he didn't turn down the thing. So let's give out. let's give the ad. It's
All right. Hold on. You want to hear the ad fresh?
Let's hear the ad. Put it in its own playlist. We'll play it separately. Right. Let me just kill all, all right. Background. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready to go.
Because are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Hold on. Shh. Be quiet.
Beware the Ides of March, for with it heralds the return of JSTFU. JSTFU. March 15th, 8 p.m. Eastern.
There you go.
I'm sorry, and I'm not laughing at Reverend for that. I just.
You're laughing at yourself for making such a fucked mistake.
You don't understand. It's not that either.
What's that?
All right, tonight on the show, we were supposed to have Flying J.
Okay.
Flying J had an emergency.
What's his emergency? Something wrong with his mom or dad or something?
His mom's dog. Ed put it to sleep.
Okay.
They'd finally break down and take it to the vet.
Finally break down and take it to the vet? Finally break down?
We're giving it Percocets. Trying to get... They were doing what?
They were feeding the dog Percocet. Trying to put it out of its misery.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
They were giving the dog Percocets?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
All it did was make the dog go into pain and convulsions, so they finally had to take it to the fucking vet tonight.
We don't know what's wrong. Yeah, they're going to do a toxicology on that fucker and go, man, he was addicted. What the hell did you give him?
Yes, and I do.
Who gives a dog Percocets? Well, we know who gives a dog Percocets now, but
yeah.
Damn.
I do apologize to Reverend for that. I'm going to have to rework the ads on here. I'm going to have to give them trailers because I'm – or at least fade crossfades for a separate program here to do it. And I do to broadcast them and play them out of iTunes. I do apologize to Reverend for that, too. I wasn't trying to cut you off because I know I was like, listen to JFDU. And it just killed it.
Yeah, really. Hey, by the way, I think we're the only internet radio show that in our own chat room, we have people listening to their own goddamn music while we're broadcasting. Congratulations, Claude! You've hit a milestone!
Da, da, da! All right. Well, okay.
That's great. I like that. That's classic.
Claude has an eclectic mixture of music.
Yeah, actually, we both really do.
But hold on. I want to know... Everybody hates pop and shit, and they don't like 80s stuff. You tell me what you want to hear, and I can broadcast it.
Well, I know that for a lot of them, they want to hear, like, the same song over and over again. It's like a retarded kid in a movie. Oh, play Little Mermaid, play Little Mermaid. Fuck you and die.
You know what? I do have retard singing. I have the kids of Whitney High.
Hey, there we go.
You better watch out, man, or the insects will get you.
Yeah. I think we actually played that last week.
Yeah.
I know we played that last week, because we were, like, going, what the hell did we just close on? Anywho. Let's see. News, and more news. By the way, if you are a fan of all the operating systems, or more importantly, Linux, SCO is suing people again.
Oh, yes.
And they're going for, I don't know, it's a very odd...
It gets better, gets better.
I know that, but it's odd who they're going after.
Yes. Linux, SCO has filed suit against AutoZone.
Which is interesting in its own way. I mean... AutoZone?
AutoZone, the national auto parts chain.
Right, AutoZone.com.
They've also gone ahead and they've taken and filed a lawsuit against Daimler Chrysler.
Which is also very interesting, because it wasn't both of those companies at one point using the SCO version of Linux and some other software that they wrote.
I don't know what the connection is. They're just saying
it's
that they
very
want
odd
damages.
That they're going after these people.
Well, it gets better. It gets even better than this right here. There's two more things I've gone through.
Okay.
It has been leaked that they're preparing paperwork to sue someone else.
Well, it wasn't that they're preparing paperwork to sue someone else as so much as the actual... Okay, how Daimler Chrysler got the, hey, we're suing you note was based on a text file that was sent from SCO. The SCO group filed lawsuits this week against Daimler and AutoZone, which we know. The Unix seller's attorneys also had prepared a complaint against
Bank of America,
according to a document. Now, a Microsoft Word document of SCO suit against Daimler Chrysler was seen by CNET News and a bunch of others. It's actually the same copy that's gone out to others. Originally identified Bank of America as the defendant instead of the automaker. Now, what had happened here is anytime you're in an office doing Word and you make a change, you actually don't lose your corrections. You don't lose the original. It actually does what's called an invisible electronic ink, saves it on a slide file. That's like when you open when you open a Word document, you get two images. You get a ghost image with a bunch of weird characters, and you get the actual actual document.
Right.
Basically, though, they were going to sue Bank of America, which is interesting. Suing a bank.
Yeah.
They like to go after these big people, and someone here in the chat room just said, Skier waits for the Daimler Chrysler smackdown. I'm with him on that one. I think I could go for a big ass Daimler Chrysler smackdown.
SCO got themselves a nice smackdown too. Well, I don't know if you've checked the latest news or not. Someone's found a leaked document from SCO.
Is that the Microsoft document?
Microsoft is funneling money to SCO to go anti-Linux.
Do you know how much?
They've said. I know right now the only
billion.
Because what it is they've said that they should be $15 million in debt. Right? Yeah, $86 million. They should be $15 million in debt right now.
Yeah.
But Microsoft is stepping
in. They haven't made shit for this licensing scam.
Right, but there's also something else. There's another problem too. The Microsoft memo says that what they're going to do is Microsoft, in order to avoid any legal problems or sounding alarms, they're going to go ahead and they're going to keep setting up dummy corporations.
Who is?
Microsoft is.
Okay.
To funnel money to SCO.
You know, you have to file dummy corporations under the umbrella. So, you know, if you just do a quick search on, their SEC filings, you'll be able to tell who. I think that's shady. I mean, I think that's really shady.
Oh, yeah, you know it is.
Let's have Microsoft pay a Unix company to take out Linux? What the hell?
They're creating their own Unix company. And what SEO doesn't realize right here, SEO's fucking scam here is to make money and get rich. We all know that. Microsoft's interest is to fucking destroy Unix, which is its biggest threat.
Linux, actually.
Or Linux.
Unix is not a threat to Microsoft because it's too small, too individualized, and not as user-friendly as Microsoft wishes they were.
Right, right. But I'm sorry, I just got fucking sidetracked. It is Linux because a lot of shit's developing off of Linux because of that. But basically, yeah, their vested interest is to get rid of Linux and shit.
Exactly. So basically, legally obliterate it.
Yeah.
But you know what? Here's my thing. And
now the question is, if SCO, in some parallel, twisted, dimensional fucking universe, if SCO wins all this shit, what the hell do they think is going to happen to them with Microsoft?
They become, they get to start bumping heads because SCO will be Linux. And, you know, Microsoft will say, okay, well, we helped you, but now you're our competition.
Yeah. It's also been rumored that Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is behind all this.
Actually, SCO and Darryl, I can't remember his last name. He's a Mormon.
Yeah, he is.
I think I sent you that information. He is a devout Mormon.
No, I found it online, some discussion boards.
He's a devout Mormon. And what is kind of going on right now, a lot of people in the LDS Church are very upset because his business practices don't conform to what they expect from people of their religion, which I find entertaining in an idea that, you know, that we don't, you know, the LDS is saying, well, you're being shady.
Yeah.
We don't like you. We'll vote you out.
LDS is a very interesting religion.
Yeah, we know. We'll get to that show.
But yeah, with a lot of the stuff that they condone and you know, they accept right there for them to go against
right.
this. Yeah. LDS is basically a very blatant double standard church on many, many things.
I agree. And it's very interesting that, you know, he's saying he's a devout Mormon and stuff like that, and they're even looking to get rid of him. Or some people. I'm not going to say the whole church because I can't speak on that level.
Well, it's very interesting. To get, and this was another link that you sent me right here.
Okay.
I don't know how far you read into the link. And they actually had a lot of Mormon Linux users chime in on this. With Catholics, which you are familiar with, recovering from your Cathol. Mm-hmm. If you are excommunicated, it is possible to get back in the church.
Right.
You have to prove yourself, and you have to be repentful for your sins.
Right,
Mormonism is a bit different. You can do the same thing, except you must forsake everything that happened before.
Okay.
You must give up. So let's say you were a businessman.
Let's say you're, by the way, thank you, Vocaris, it's McBride. So let's say you McBride are Darryl you. McBride. You have to give up what
SCO.
Caused you to get out. SCO.
Right. You have to give up that stuff. So if Crazy Eddie is Catholic right there, and he gets busted with some shit, and he pleads insane, okay? He can repent, get welcomed back into the church, and still be fucking insane and sell shit more.
Insane.
But Daryl couldn't. Daryl McBride. Thank you, Vorkers.
Wow. See, now, I didn't think of that, but you're right. You're absolutely right. And it's very interesting. I mean, we're not I hate saying it, but we're not really up on the SEO thing. I mean, there's so many much better news sites, and there's so much more.
Yeah.
There's so many more people out there have a better knowledge of what's going on. In all honesty, it like you said a little bit ago, they want their financial stream, their money stream, to be this legal issue. You know, they don't want to make a product. I honestly
don't
think they actually have any intentions after this is over to make a product.
I think what they are is they're a high risk investment group that invests in lawsuits.
Yeah. And that's exactly what it is. It's sort of, you know, like people who invest in dying banks. They'll invest in the bank, buy it out, and then sell it.
But these people are actually just investing in lawsuits.
Yeah. So it's very interesting. Very interesting. Let's get kind of back on the track of what we were talking about with Daimler Chrysler AutoZone.
God.
You know, the first thing I realized, and I think the first thing we both kind of said when we found out about this.
What is wrong with them?
First off, what is wrong with SCO? Secondly, who do you not fuck with unless they've killed somebody?
Unless they've killed
you
somebody,
don't fuck
you
with
have automakers. You have everything in black and white, and you've got an infallible smoking gun. You don't sue an automaker.
No, okay? You don't sue an automaker for software.
Yeah, for anything other than like that. I mean, it's like I said at work, which was funny. I get laughs. Okay, suing an automaker is like trying to sue God, saying your life sucks.
Exactly.
You're not going to get anything out of it.
And especially what they're trying to sue on. You know what? I'm sorry. The auto industry has lawyers that are stellar because have lawyers that can get results that are both for and against them.
Oh, yeah.
And if it's against, those lawyers are also the same ones that can actually keep, you know, monies in check and shit like that when it comes to who owes what and who owes how much. You know what?
They're master craftsmen and not necessarily fabricating data, but just manipulating and toning.
Just manipulating. Yeah. Not even fabricating. Fabricating.
They don't need to do that.
No, they won't need doing this. They'll just go, well, wait a minute. And also, another thing, though, judge says he wants the code. I don't know if he wants to make it fully public or if he wants the code to review.
They're tired of this shit because SCO is saying they stole from us, but we can't say what because it's trade secret. That, in layman's terms, that's exactly what it is.
Exactly what it is. So who knows? I don't know about AutoZone. Someone just said in the chat room that they're a Fortune 500 company. B&M did. I don't know what, you know, I don't know how AutoZone's going to take this. AutoZone may just go, eh. And
no.
And, well, hold on. Let me.
They may have before.
Okay, they may go and just pay these licensing fees. But if they fight it, I'm not a big fan of AutoZone myself because they don't seem to ever have anything that I need.
That's right, because you want parts and accessories.
Exactly. But if you if they do go to court, I'm not saying go out and buy a Chrysler, but I will say is go out and buy something from AutoZone, get your oil from them or something like that. Support them, get them money. By the way, I can't think of it. Was something that Skier was just saying. I was going to try to reiterate, but I'm not.
Don't
going
sue
to.
An automaker is a damn good saying to follow.
Yeah, hello. Don't sue an automaker.
Yeah,
hello, multinational.
Oh my god, huge company. Company. Oh
yes,
yeah,
totally. I mean, and it's Daimler. Chrysler may not do much. Daimler will unleash the wrath of God.
Daimler,
you piss off a bunch of Germans lately?
Yeah, they're fucking dying breeds, okay?
Yeah.
They are fighting for scraps in many ways.
Yes.
You bring on the wrath of a few kraut fucking lawyers right there with some fucking experienced, weathered, seasoned fucking American lawyers from Chrysler. it's over.
It's big time over. I mean, this is the same Chrysler that was able to keep the whole incident with the rear hatch of the minivans on a down low.
Yes.
And with results that pleased everyone. Those are good fucking lawyers.
Ironically enough, everybody, I had the same discussion over on a DeLorean mailing list for something else.
Interesting.
It's ironic you bring that up. I had just written a post about that today.
Very interesting. By the way, Skier says, dude, AutoZone rocks. I disagree. AutoZone there may rock, but here in Vegas, they got everything. It sucks. Like, the plug wires are shit. And I even went to the National Auto Store, the National Performance Place, that's supposedly this great mecca. And Claude and I were happy to be there the first time we were there. Then we realized it was 3/4 motorcycle leathers. And that is it.
Well, the first time I went in, I knew exactly what I wanted. I'm like, MSD ignition coil. They're like, back there. I said, great. Grabbed it, walked out. I was fine.
Right.
I was in a hurry, so I never really got a chance to explore per se.
Right.
I knew what I wanted, went back, picked it up off the shelf, went up, paid for it, and left.
Okay. So, yeah, but I'm not a huge, 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 huge fan of AutoZone, but Checker Auto Parts I am. And it's not just because they sponsor NHRA, honestly.
You like Checkers because they actually have parts and shit.
They have shit that I want, and a lot of it.
I'll make a recommendation, though. AutoZone does seem to hire fucking, in many cases, Nimrods. Pep Boys ain't far behind them. Checker seems to be a little bit higher caliber. But anytime you want to buy auto parts, in all honesty, if you have any questions about anything, I'll make one recommendation.
What's that?
Shop at an auto store near a military base.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Because there's
a Checker near the auto base, mm-hmm. too.
Because usually it's people that work at the base. That are doing part-time jobs.
Yep.
And they're usually mechanics that know their shit, and they will come up with some wacky ideas that will get you through if you need to get away as a fucking repair.
Skier just pointed out in the chat room, he goes, dude, AutoZone rocks. Next line, he goes, Skier gets all the help needed there for his Spanish homework. Okay, I didn't see that second line. Sorry about that, Skier. But he does go, hey, whoa, what's this with the hatch thing? Chrysler minivans, I want to say up till 93, if they were involved in any sort of accident, we're talking they could hit a pylon. The rear hatch would pretty much just eject itself, luggage, kids, old people, wheelchairs, everything.
Okay, here, let me break it down, because ironically enough, I just researched this today for an argument. What it is if you own a Ford product, and I want to say GM as well, what they do is, especially with Ford, they use striker pins, the same that are on your door. And Ford puts them on either side of the hatch, gives it a nice secure setting. But what happened is on these older minivans right there, what they were doing was they were using a single striker pin on the bottom, which didn't catch it right on. It was kind of a weird angle for the hatch. The problem is when it does this right here.
This was in the Chrysler minivans.
Right. And the problem with this is when you're in a car and you get impacted, okay, the way the impact goes is the latches are just going to get pushed more onto the striker pin when you're in a car door. When you're behind, though, when you hit one of these minivans in the bumper, you bend the fucking striker pin away from the hatch.
Okay.
So low impact crashes from the rear, from behind, as low as 30 miles an hour. We're popping hatches open.
Yep.
And kids and shit were flying.
Kids, old people, wheelchairs, family, pets, dinner.
Between 1988 and 1993, before the revision came out, 41 children died.
Yep.
As a result of being ejected from Chrysler vehicles.
This just kind of goes to our point that Skier didn't even know about it. He's a Mopar guy, and that's how good Chrysler's lawyers. Now, that's even
right.
Chrysler's. That's not
right.
even Daimler at that point. That's just Chrysler.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, to notice this, to prove it to you as well, go look at an older Caravan like your 92 there, Skier, if you still have it. Look at the rear latch. It's a striker pin like your door. Go look at newer Chrysler minivans. They still use a center latch on the bottom. They're using a loop
latch, which
claps around it.
Mm-hmm. So it's a little different. But anyhow, enough of this car talk. I'm sure we're putting Rev to sleep. By the way, if you are listening to us, we are on the intraweb at spankwagon.vftp.net. We are also on chat. If you want to chat with us live or BS with the people or say obvious things that Claude and I will obviously miss, go to our chat room, irc.slashnet.org. The room name is Spankwagon.
Spankwagon. Pound Spankwagon.
Pound
Spankwagon on the IRC.
You. All right, I think we're going to go ahead and take a break if Claw just cues up some good music.
All right.
Okay, here's the bet. $5 says it is. Someone will complain about it in the chat room.
Yeah,
choose
okay.
wisely.
All right, hold on. See, I know that's going
to
get a lot.
By the
laugh,
way, Skier says, tell them to buckle up their goddamn kids. Yeah, no shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? We've been telling them to buckle up for how long, but yet parents still have the kids in their laps as they're driving and shit. My wife goes off.
Oh, yeah.
She'll start screaming at people in the other car. Put that kid in the goddamn seat.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, sure. I'll start queuing in the music.
All right, let's go.
Is it something I have to have right on right now?
No, whenever you're ready. Let me know.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, shit, I just lost it. All right, here we go.
Okay. Good stuff. Right. What are they listening to, Claude?
Onyx. Spagwagon.bftp.net.
See you in a bit. Do that. Think about the pink and rush roulette with an automatic. me. And you are listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
Man! Okay. Wow. You know, everybody just loves that song we just played. These guys just won't stop talking about it. It's awesome. That's the sign of a good band and good music, is they won't... Let's play it again for them.
You want to?
Yeah, let's play it again for them.
All right, hold on.
Okay. Gotta recue it. People, of course, people are bitching because I like got that from Apple iTunes. And the song before, by the way, Volkuris swears to God, you are either a descendant of Art Bell or you are a worshiper of Art Bell, because a lot of music you play is a lot of music he plays. What are you playing? Oh, God.
Another one rides a bus.
All right. Anyhow, folks, it's that time again, the time every week that you wait for, pretty much the only thing you wait for during the week. When it comes to this. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for...
Mad Props! You fucking made me laugh.
How did I make you laugh?
You were jiggling your hand.
Jiggling my hand? What, you thought I was a fat kid on a flowered couch? Kids dancing to Mad Props. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give out the Mad Props to everybody who's actually put up with us in the chat room. And this week we've got a special guest. It's... the original Clicker Licker Pop! Sounds a little weak.
He's warming up.
He's warming up. All right.
It's been a while. He's a little rusty. He's a little stiff. Like arthritis.
Okay, okay. All right. Way, we're being told, do not torment your listeners. Our listeners torment us just as much, so it's fair.
Another one ride the bus.
All right. It's time. First, let's do it in alphabetical order because, well, that's the way it's displayed. Let's give it up for the man of the hour. He tried to win $1 billion but failed. Earth.
Mad Props.
It's nice to have the old friend back.
Yeah, I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, he comes to us from another chat room, another site, but we are very appreciative to have him here. If you say it fast, it almost sounds like bowel movement, but it's not. It's BNM!
Mad Props!
He's here every week, sometimes not, but he still thinks that Friday's a bad day, although we don't really know what to do about that, other than tune in to the archive. Spankwang at WFTB.net. But let's say hello to Cheese!
Mad Props!
I don't believe it. We just had someone say, give me Mad Staples.
I don't have the Staples.
Fuck?
Staples is Studio A.
And people... Oh, yeah, it is. And people say, you know, that we torment them. All right. Let's give it up for the man who's going to start back up. It's only been over a year, but it's going to be back soon. Ides of March. That'd be the 15th. It's Reverend Hammer with JSTFU, so let's give Mad Props to Reverend Hammer!
Mad Props!
I just got a big old fuck you from Airwolf. Right on, dude.
Right, hey, we got a new guest.
Yeah, well, they just kind of showed up. But they're changing their name to like everything but what they're trying to chat in the room. I'm confused. We'll get to them in a minute.
Then you know what? I'm giving them the name they started with. Mad Props to SpankFan176. Mad Props!
All right, that's awesome. And let's give it up for the man who learns all his foreign languages by going to auto stores, buying trim pieces, and spinner hubcaps! Skier!
Mad Props! I have no idea what my neighbors are thinking.
You know, and I thought Skier. I thought Skier said that he didn't like it on Friday. I could have sworn
he did too.
Anyhow, but hey, selective memory works for us every day at our job.
No, that was Chazad that just said that.
Was it just
Skeeter?
No, Skier. See, I get those. Skeeter. I don't.
He's calling Skeeter.
Call it Skeeter. All right, we'll get to this. This person is tone deaf and doesn't know good music if it bites him in the ass. And I said, because I didn't say because I think tone is a toe's a guy, tune's a chick. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say hello to the tone deaf one, two.
Mad props.
You know, there's irony in that.
Yeah.
There's irony in a tone deaf tune. Am. Let's give mad props. He's living the dream college life with a air mattress and a beanbag bed, working at a tire store. But at last time I checked, his education says that he could probably launch a thermonuclear warhead and play a game of chess at the same time. Vocus!
Mad
I was going to say tag it. I can finish it for you. Yes, get the, oh God, yeah. Someone Skier says I'm missing sexing the girlfriend for Spankwagon. Skier goes, yeah, or Chizak goes, what? You can't sex a girlfriend while it's in a Spankwagon? We can give play by play. He's going in for the tongue. He's going around. He's doing the alphabet maneuver. There's the A. I know it has been confirmed.
But he's caught a pubic hair.
Ouch. Yeah, can you
ouch, only if there's razor rash.
Oh. What's this little red bump? Ew.
Oh my God. I thought you looked at the calendar before you came over.
Oh shit. Tune is now completely deaf, not just tone deaf now. We have succeeded. Now maybe they'll like good music. Alright.
I believe they will.
Yeah. Hey, I like that song. I think it's just hokey enough to like. Hey, let's also go on. Let's see. I got some articles here. I got one that you actually would like. This is something I found, and knowing what we've discussed before about Studio B, the old Studio B, and your neighbors.
Yeah.
This is in Germany. Hey, more of those crazy krauts and lawyers. Woman reports neighbor for disturbingly loud sex. A German woman took her male neighbor to court for noise pollution after he repeatedly kept her awake through half the night and had at least 1 4-hour sex session.
God.
Took him to court. 4 hours of sex noises. What was I supposed to think? It was nothing but groaning and banging. The woman told the judge.
God.
4 hours. And that's all you hear. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, it's techno. All right.
Let me clear my throat.
Hairball. The woman told Berlin magistrates that her 25-year-old neighbor, Andreas G. He must be a pimp.
Andreas G. The unsuccessful rap star from Berlin. Da, what is up my homies? Want to give shout out to all my niggas outside, yeah. West side.
East Berlin.
Yeah. West Berlin.
All right.
We can throw down right now. I don't need to step outside to go to Poland.
Basically, he was disturbing the peace by keeping her awake early in the morning. So this guy's a morning dude. Andreas said his 26-year-old neighbor had complained in the past, calling him at 5 in the afternoon, but she had not felt obligated to respond. I can have as much sex as I want and as loud as I want, he says. Judge dropped the case on learning that the man had since moved out of the apartment.
They sue him after the fact.
She sued him after he was already gone.
That's chicken shit, dude.
He's gone now. Get the papers.
God.
Now you could sue your neighbors because you don't live there anymore and their sex won't keep you awake all damn night.
But when they were here...
It was loud.
God.
I'm thinking about the person living there now.
God. I can only fear what happens when I leave this place.
Every Friday night, he kept yelling mad props.
What's a spankling? What's that clicking noise? What
they were doing something over there. Talking about spanking and clicking and shit.
Wagons?
Yes, just yelling mad props.
They must think highly of themselves. All right.
And shitty sounds and music and stuff. And karaoke from hell. Sieg Heil to all mine bitches.
Nice, Jizad. Nice. Yeah. That's the spirit. All right.
Adolf the punt.
Hey,
pimp.
You know we were talking about the fat kid earlier that you love to make fun of on the
I feel better about me when I do that. Yeah. I'm tempted right now just to go down to some school and make fun of some fat kids.
Guaranteed to find fat kids at a school. I like that theory.
It's America.
True. Hey, speaking of the fat kids, though, you know, McDonald's, I'm sure everybody's read this, but McDonald's is actually trying to get rid of Supersize.
They're
phasing out Supersize. The Hamburger Giant has started phasing out its trademark.
That sucks, man. I'm going to get cheated.
Supersize fries and drinks in its U.S. restaurants as part of an effort to simplify its menu and give customers choices that support a balanced lifestyle.
Okay, if it's balanced lifestyle, you're not at McDonald's.
You're not at McDonald's at all. You're like Super Salad or something.
A balanced lifestyle.
Give me that fry.
I think I'll eat something sensible today and then just fucking ruin it all tomorrow.
Exactly.
It's okay. I had Subway.
By the end of 2004, Supersizes will no longer be available except in certain promotions.
Certain promotions.
I'm sure there's going to be every single movie tie-in to keep Supersize on that goddamn menu. Have the Supersize Hobbit Shake, you know, or something like that.
You know, it's on the same thing. How can they work that into the Lord of the Rings?
Exactly.
The Ides of Supersize.
The move comes as the world's largest restaurant company and fast food chains in general are under growing public pressure to give consumers healthier food options in a nation that has suddenly become aware of its bulging waistline and the health dangers that come with it. Here's the thing, okay? I see more goddamn people daily in a fucking fast food line than I do people standing at a grocery store trying to pick out good carrots, vegetables, and shit like that that's all in the produce section.
How do you come by this fast food line observation?
Actually, I kind of sat and watched for about half an hour while I enjoyed a soda and a cheeseburger.
So you partake?
I partaked. Of course I partaked.
Heretic.
Well, I had to. Sir, quit watching the people in order. No. This is interesting. Sir, we're going to have to call the police now. Yeah. I'll just distract him with a cheeseburger. No, I bought a guy so I could be there, but I was just
You know, when
loitering.
I go into the old McDonald's, you know, I like where they have the straw dispensers.
You just...
I touch the straws.
Oh, Jesus! Yuck. Just remember that if you eat at a McDonald's here in Vegas.
Claude touched the straw.
I don't know. A component of the... of this overall simplification of the menu and everything and a balanced lifestyle, they want to phase out the fries. They want to phase out the drinks, which actually the fries I can understand because they get cold by the time you get to them, but the drink is going to piss people off.
Fries.
Also, and I love this. I love this statement. Supersize fries are a 7-ounce carton. You know, they'll still sell the size of 6-ounce. That's the large. 1 fucking ounce of space.
Dude, man, it makes a difference.
I guess it does. Another reason that they want to simplify this, and this is another good reason, is they want them to put less buttons on the registers so that it's quicker. Hire smarter people.
Always a catch. Who else are you going to get to do a McJob?
I know you're not going to get much to do a fucking McJob, but that's just hilarious. We need
in my country, I was nuclear physicist, and then I get job doing tech support. Now I have McJob, and I've never been McHappier.
And that was Stanley, folks.
I am Stanley. Thank you.
Yes.
But basically, yeah, it's hilarious. Because now here's the question then. Why are they not going around it the other way? I know like Jack in the Box introduced actual sandwiches. They actually introduced sandwiches, like normal bread. Nothing was baked, grilled, fried, or anything like that, and actual vegetables. You know, why don't they go, why are there not more fast food places like Subway or Blimpy? My opinion sucks, Blimpy
I don't like
and Subway,
Blimpy.
But or Porta Subs.
Oh, fuck Porta Subs.
You know, maybe we're going about it the wrong way. Why are people actually choosing to go to McDonald's? Wouldn't the first healthy idea would be to go to cook your own food or go someplace other than a fast food place? I don't know.
McDonald's, we would like to go ahead and make America healthier. That's why we introduced the new Supersize Bento Box.
Yeah. So basically,
dude, you know what, man?
Here's the thing, folks. Get your supersized. If you're a McDonald's freak, and I know a lot of you are. I mean, you can't be a computer geek and not be a McDonald's freak as well. But
to answer Shazad, I believe they're just getting rid of the supersize. I don't believe they're going to go back to the other meals. Now, there's something very interesting about this as well, but I think it's really fucked. I think McDonald's has done a pretty good job.
What the hell is that?
It was a burp. Well, you never burped?
Well, not while I'm trying to entertain people.
You will one night and your wife will be pissed.
Oh, yuck. Okay. Moving on.
I just had a nasty thought I can't say.
We know.
Anyhow, if you go to like Jack in the Box right there, you order like a jumbo size a meal. They only give you like jumbo size fries. You have to order this fucking meal for even more additional.
Yes.
Now, I don't believe they're getting rid of the actual menu tiered system. I believe they're just doing away with the super size. I could be wrong. They might just be going back to regular size, but I seriously doubt it. I think they'll just probably do like large and small.
They probably will, because, I mean, the supersize was, like, their big thing. And I don't know. You know, I don't know. I think a little bit of why they're phasing out is they're losing money, like, hand over fist. And
yeah, it's called McGriddle.
Yeah.
I'm not loving it.
I think they got rid of that. Didn't they get rid of that?
No. Haven't you seen a dude on TV with the afro in a park?
Oh, God. That thing is nasty.
No, he's got cool, like, sideburns and shit, man. And a good afro.
I ain't talking about him.
Anyhow.
The food, God, the shit makes you vomit in my
dude,
trash
dude,
can.
Dude, you saw. I had a McGriddle once. I had two McGriddles because like, I felt like, oh, this will be okay. I'm like, McGriddle, what's the difference on this one? I thought it was just going to be like some sort of like paint, like soft bread. I didn't really know what it was. Then I got fucking two griddle cakes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like fucking pancakes, okay, that were just fucking had blueberries in them.
Right.
And were fucking
just saturated.
Greasy, saturated, full of maple flavor.
Yeah.
Maple-flavored grease.
Chizad points out that he saw a news article the other day, and at least as far as the kids' menus go, the sit-down chains are not much healthier than the fast food places. And I kind of agree.
True.
Because the kids' menus are always fried shit. Everything's fried because it's easy.
That's true.
They figure kids don't have discriminating tastes yet. And honestly, they don't. There's things that you and I will, you know, never eat as a kid that we'll eat as adults.
Funny story about that. You know what? When I was a kid, actually, and I used to go to restaurants and stuff right there, I might order smaller portion meals or stuff. But when I was a kid, I'd actually order, like, adult meals and stuff. When I was a kid, you know, sometimes it might be, like, spaghetti or it might be something like hamburgers, chopped hamburger steak or fried chicken or something like that. It's, like, on the bone. It's like I used to always get the adult meals right there. But, yeah, the kids' menu, it's always, like, hot dogs and PB&J and shit
Hot
like
dogs,
that.
Peanut butter jelly, macaroni and cheese because every kid loves to have powdered cheese.
True story. I was all my life, I'd never gotten the adult menu unless, like, I specifically asked for it. I think I can only remember getting it twice. And that was it. I was 12 years old, went into this restaurant and that we'd gone to many times before, and there's like a new waitress.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She gave me a fucking kid's menu. I was 12.
Nice.
I was like, I was so offended.
It can be offending, but you know what? People make the judgments. It's about judgments, you know?
I was offended.
Okay.
When did they first supersize? It was early 90s.
Very early 90s that they started doing the supersize menus, and then everybody started doing super fucking sized. And
jumbo size, king size, all that stuff.
Monster sized.
Yeah, I mean.
The last thing, though, people need to actually learn is the exercised.
Good one.
Thank you.
Did you coin that?
I did now, damn it.
Good.
Good God. Get some Beano in you or something, dude.
I'm drinking Pepsi.
You're drinking soda. It's like, yeah. But yeah, it's
you know, it's really great, dude. You know, they don't have it anymore. At least I can't find it, dude. Maybe it was a California only thing, but I don't remember seeing it when I came up here. Maybe you had it in Iowa too.
Maybe.
Bigfoot Pizza.
Nope.
Okay, dude.
Wait, the Pizza Hut pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Pizza Hut.
That big giant fucker.
Yeah, with the big like 9-inch slices. It basically pizza that you get everywhere else. Pizza Hut had to run a special to have it.
No, dude, you don't understand, man. This fucker right there was about, I think, 2 foot wide and about 3 foot long. It was like $16.
Damn.
It was saturated with fucking toppings.
Ew.
Bigfoot pizza, dude. That came out like a couple years after, dude. That was pure fucking. It was about that time people were like, are we gaining too much weight as Americans? How much emphasis is being placed upon supersized? Same,
yeah, well, you know, now we all started realizing, oh, we are getting fat.
The bullshit. That ain't it at all. That ain't it at all.
We all know we've been getting fat.
That ain't it at all.
What is it?
That's not why.
What is it?
Okay. Here we go. A regular-sized meal is going to be the recommended portion.
Right.
For a meal. So if Fatty is still hungry, rather than going, they gave me more than I should have eaten, I ordered a second meal. Well, you overate. They're all doing this for legal, I betcha.
More than... Probably. Probably.
Fatty size.
Fatty size.
Yeah.
But you know what?
That sounds so good right now, dude. Some fucking McDonald's fries.
Oh, God. See, I haven't... I mean, I am proud of myself. I haven't eaten McDonald's in months. Almost a year.
What about some In-N-Out fries?
Okay, now I can go for those. That's the problem. I can go for those in a heartbeat.
And you always go kung fu and shit at the register. You're like, animal style.
Yeah, I want animals. Give me a double quarter pounder, you know, or double quarter pounder. A double animal style. Give me the Neapolitan shake. And let's make those fries extra crispy. And everybody behind me is looking out going, what the fuck? That ain't on the goddamn menu. Where's
we like, what's funny is, yeah, we had that last time we went to In-N-Out. We confused the people behind us, and the girl behind the counter like had no problem. She actually knew what the fuck she was doing.
Of course.
You walk up, you're like, I want a double-double combo, animal size.
Animal style.
Yeah, animal style. What would you like? I'm like, 4x4.
Exactly.
None of this shit is on the menu, and everybody else is all confused. She's like, okay, total is, you know.
Yeah,
that was it.
And everybody behind us going, we can hear him whisper, what's a 4x4?
I don't know. It was great, dude. You know, you can get those up to like 8x8s.
Someone actually ordered a 10x10, and there's a picture.
Really?
They do come together. I know that one guy we work with.
That sounds so just.
Yeah, Stuttering Anime. He actually has a friend who ordered a 20x20.
No way.
And they made it. They screamed about it because that's a lot of fucking
beef. That's a shitload of meat. You know what's really funny I used to do and stuff right there? I've actually gone and you know, like, just fucking go late at night if you can, dude. Seriously. Wow, InNOut.com has a link to their secret menu.
Of course. It's not that secret of a menu.
Wow. Double meat. 2 100% pure beef patties, hand leaf lettuce, tomato spread with or without onions, stacked high on freshly baked bun. 3x3. 4x4, grilled cheese.
Yep.
2 slices of melted cheese, hand leaf lettuce, tomato spread on or without onions, fashionable baked bun. Protein style.
Lettuce.
Your favorite burger wrapped in the hand leaf lettuce instead of a bun. Animal style. Burger of your choice with hand leaf lettuce, tomato mustard, cooked beef and patty, add pickle extra spread with grilled onions.
So it's like everything and then some.
Wow. They made a 20x20. Do you have photos of that?
I think so. I'll have to talk to him and see if he can get that. But God, yeah, 20x20.
Yeah, you know, like that's just that would be like fucking binge size, dude. I would probably have to like take up some sort of illicit drug habit to get like some fucking nuclear powered atomic age munchies.
Jesus, and that would kill the munchies for years. All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. Why don't we get some music loaded up there, Clug, because I know since nothing's been playing in the background.
Nuh-uh.
You're going to get fired from your music position here.
Hold on. We got Pet Shop Boys going right now.
Oh, let's change it. I don't want to hear them bitch this break.
Okay, we're ready to go, man.
You ready? Are you set? Fly, Fifi, fly!
All right, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Will you do something about the belches?
They want it now.
You're now listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Like the song right now, we had high hopes for the show. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Sorry. What's going on?
Okay, we're back.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Up next, it's now time for our dead celebrity of the weeks.
It's kind of a downer because, yeah, you know, they're dead, of course. But we don't feel so bad for them because they are celebrities. We are hopefully live some sort of a charmed life.
Not this person. This person was a fucking moron.
Okay. We have several dead celebrities this week.
All right.
Let's go ahead. Let's get to our first one.
Well, yeah, let's kick it up a little.
Okay, let's kick it up a little bit.
Nope, that ain't it.
Ah!
Anyhow, no, actually, what's going on here, folks? Dead celebrity of the week.
Doesn't inspire me.
It doesn't have to inspire you.
It has to inspire me, man.
It just has to inform them. All right.
You gotta go you have to boost the volume, and then you have to
do
the
announcement. Our listeners have dealt with us torturing their speakers all damn day.
Hey,
they deserve a break.
A break? We gave them a break. We gave them Pink Floyd. We replayed. Fuck it. All right.
Now I can't find our dead celebrity. You guys gotta understand, I had it here a moment ago, damn it. Oh, here it is. This one's actually kind of an interesting one for those of us who follow sports, all three of us, I think. I follow it very little. The Cincinnati Reds minority owner Marge Schott died Tuesday at the age of 75. Schott had been in Christ Hospital in Cincinnati for several weeks due to breathing difficulties. She was a longtime smoker who was hospitalized twice in 2001 after suffering similar problems.
Oh.
Schott sold a majority of her controlling shares in the Reds in 1999. She was a team owner when Cincinnati won the World Series in 1990. Now, I don't give a really shit about any of that information. No, the good shit is...
He was a fucking bitch.
He was a racist bitch. The allegations of racism and anti-Semitism got worse in the following years, probably after 91. I just lost my place. Because Schott, basically, she put herself in the middle of a national firestorm. What she did...
Yeah, I'm pulling up the...
She fired one of the people who worked for her, the former Reds marketing director, he basically stated that she was very racist. She also kept a swastika armband at home.
Jesus.
So she was a little bit more of a, a little more than just racist.
More of an outspoken Nazi shithead.
She, of course, obviously said, "I am not a racist," and then she noted that her possession of a swastika armband wasn't meant to offend. So she didn't deny having it. She just said, "Oh, but I meant to offend them." 2 weeks later, though, in the New York Times, she was quoted as saying Adolf Hitler was initially good for Germany.
Uh-huh.
Whoops. In 93, Schott was suspended 1 year in Major League Baseball for using remarks that were deemed racially and ethnically offensive. Pretty much her talking about her black players on her team.
God. Fucking moron.
Yeah, obviously. Another time she stuck her foot in her mouth when she said about Hitler again. I really like this guy. Everybody knows he was good at the beginning, but he just went too far.
Wow. Fuck,
trouble found Schott again in 96 when an umpire collapsed on the field in the first inning with a massive heart attack and died. That forced the postponement of the Reds season opener. Schott wanted the game to continue and said, "I feel cheated. This isn't supposed to happen to us. Not in Cincinnati. This is our history, our tradition, our team." So she was angry. In April 96, fans were unable to get out-of-town scores at Riverfront Stadium because she canceled the service to save money. Basically, she was a cheap, angry, racist bitch that ran a baseball team, and she's died. So I don't think too many people are going to be missing that.
Yeah, and you're a little kind, too. I would probably have included the word cunt.
Yeah, well, there you go. It just got included. Bitch. It just got included. So, by the way, Toon, who says they live in Cincinnati, she's a bitch. Yeah, we know that. I mean, it was just, fuck, some people. But yeah, she's dead. Who else is dead there, Claude?
The one guy who helped found MGM.
Anyhow, yes, the guy who found MGM, Metro.
Goldwyn Mayer. It wasn't Mayer. It wasn't Goldwyn. It might have been Metro. I know. I'm like going
back. Did you not print this?
No, I didn't, and I can't find it actually anywhere. I saw it on television when I got to work. Oh, I couldn't find it. Yeah. Okay. But anyhow, he's dead.
Okay.
So yeah.
So yeah, there we go. Major dead celebrity, minor dead celebrity, dead celebrities of the...
weeks with we have a late entry. We're really torn.
A late
on
entry.
This one.
They died a little too late for us.
Well, they haven't died yet. It's Flying J's dog. He'll be dead by now. His wife was taken to the vet.
This dog's death is pending, so this is a pending death.
I don't know, though. I don't know. She's taken to the vet. Okay, I would have asked her a receipt.
That's foul. That's a family pet.
What'd I say?
What if one of your pets had to be euthanized?
I've gone through that.
Okay, and?
And I, you know what, man? It was sad, and I wept. I really honestly did. But I didn't give it no fucking Percodin.
Percocet.
Whatever.
The dog, however, in his final days in life, were really wanting cheeseburgers and fries. Anyhow, that's what my friend did. His dog was dying. And
imagine flying J. Yeah, I need some medical marijuana for my dog.
Yeah. My friend Ben, his dog was dying, and he actually, last week it was alive. Sorry, I'm flipping shit around.
Jesus
here.
Christ.
Last
man.
Week it was alive. He gave it nothing but McDonald's for meals.
Cool.
Yeah. But that was back when, you know, McDonald's, I couldn't even stomach McDonald's. Yeah, apparently it was healthy. Well,
back
no,
in the old days,
he was
man.
Giving it to a dying dog. I'm sure that says a lot. You're dying here. Enjoy. Okay, it's McDonald's.
I wonder if Flying J would have died.
I'm loving it.
Great. You just dented the table.
Damn. I must have.
It's a wood table, man. This is real oak, man. Made from the fucking finest
forest. Hold on, I'm feeling up your table.
Made from the finest forest in China, man, by the best... Yeah, Flying J's dog is by proxy a celebrity, Redrum. Besides that, it's funny. I just...
Reverend Hammer should give the dog some Vicodin.
This little stone pup. A puppy. Dog is 17 years old. Jesus.
That's a long time for an animal to live. So you know what? If it lived
Christ,
that good
some
a life, that's awesome.
A lot of humans don't live that long.
A lot of humans should never live that long.
Yeah.
I know a few myself. All right. So that's dead celebrities and
ecstasy
dog
for
the
dog. That would have been funny, man. Dog starts getting horny. Tries to fuck its own ass. Little raver dog, man.
Start flipping light switches. Tick, click, 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 click.
Yeah, you know what? Tie like a little glow stick around his neck. Put a little pacifier in his mouth.
Oh, no. Dog just finally says, enough.
Honey, what's wrong with the dog? I don't know. He's in a stupor.
Oh, my God. See, I know people used to get their dog drunk all the time. That dog never walked straight ahead. It always walked sideways. Banged his head on the wall as he walked into a hallway.
Table, Vicurus. Table.
Transition clouds. What? Table. Yes, yes. Table. Shit. You sick bastards.
Only bastards, shit.
Apparently. Anywho.
Flying
anything else going on that we need to talk about on the show?
I don't know, dude.
We're probably going to get a call from Flying J. He's called pretty much every break.
We get like fucking, you know.
What the fuck you guys doing? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, we'll have like PETA call us up, man. them in.
I actually saw a bumper sticker today. PETA. PETA, you know, people for eating tasty animals. They actually showed it on the bumper sticker. I'm like, yeah.
I've seen that.
So.
Fuck PETA.
Did I miss anything besides an hour and a half of show?
Fuck the activists.
You know, hold on. Redrum just goes to the chat room, irc.slash.org/poundspankway.
Yeah.
Did I miss anything besides an hour and a half of show? Oh, yeah.
Shame.
That wasn't the reason to miss it. No.
She fucking tuned in for Mad Props. That was it.
Yeah. She knew when Mad Props hit. I think everybody does. But anyhow, we maybe need to change that up.
God.
I don't have anything else on the table here. I got everything I wanted out. I do know that there was some interesting news. Macintosh power supplies are making noises.
Really?
Basically, what's been happening is the actual power supply itself, depending on the variance of voltage, will make various noises with the electron flow in the transistors, resistors, caps, everything of that nature. Such as doing things like shrinking a dock in one of the new G5 towers will cause a little chirp. If you're doing any data streaming, it'll cause a little whine. Very noisy power supply, and it's not a mechanical noise.
It's all solid-state electronics.
It's all solid-state electronics making noise. It's sort of like my router. I don't know if anybody else has a Linksys wireless router with wired gateway. It's noisier than shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm listening to my router. I can hear my router chunk stuff away.
Oh, I remember. There was some news that I had.
Okay.
Two stories. John Ashcroft is in the hospital.
What?
He's in intensive
fucking
care.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, it was a pacemaker. I don't know. Yeah, he was...
Great, they're going to hide him with Cheney.
U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft is in intensive care unit of a Washington hospital after being admitted Thursday night for gallstone pancreatitis, the Justice Department said Friday.
The Justice League said what?
Department, not league.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
So anyhow, yes, the Justice
League. Bill Gates, you remember a couple months ago, Bill Gates said Microsoft had this great new plan to eliminate spam?
Yeah, what is that?
They're going to charge for email.
What?
Yep.
Okay, you know what?
Oh, wait. It gets even better.
Okay.
They're going to charge you depending upon how long it takes to send an email message.
Meaning server time.
Yes.
So it's going to go back to the good old-fashioned days where you actually had to pay for server time.
That shit ain't going to fly.
Ain't going to fly anymore. Back then, you know, if this was like 1990 or even, you know, 90 or older for further back, yeah, it would fly. It'd fly very well because a lot of processors were, you know, a lot of billing for computers was based upon that. That was based upon processor time. Okay, Bill Gates now wants to charge me for using his processor to send email. That ain't going to happen.
Nope.
You know, it's like Prodigy back in the day used to want to charge 1 penny per 10 characters, spaces included, you know, if you wrote an email. There's no way to actually physically make any money on email because the minute you try to do something like that to email, the spam will go over to your wonderful, wonderful IM services.
Yeah.
Because a lot of IM services run on a centralized server platform, and that pretty much means everybody's a victim.
Yeah, so that's basically Gates' fucking plan right there. Another big news.
Okay.
America's decorating sweetheart.
Martha Stewart. Yes.
Guilty.
Of?
All four counts.
I thought it was three because they dropped the one.
Four counts.
So what does this mean? She goes to federal pound me in the ass?
Federal pound me in the ass prison for a minimum of 5 years.
And?
Judge is required to sentence her to that.
Okay.
Minimum. But it could be longer.
Okay.
Now, there's a total sad truth about this. Martha Stewart could have avoided jail time. If she'd pleaded guilty, her plea bargain would have been guilty.
Oh.
And go home. But she didn't want to ruin her or tarnish her good reputation.
Too late.
Yeah, really.
She just did it now.
And there's even, it gets even worse.
Okay.
She lost $87 million of her net worth.
Wow. To what? How does that just disappear?
Because the stock value of her company in Kmart that she owns
dropped. Went to shit. Oh, the Kmart's fucked. They should have dumped her ass when they had the chance.
Yeah.
Back, what was it, 2 years ago when we were reading about Kmart going bankrupt. Uh-huh. This is, goodbye now, really.
Yeah. So she's fucked like that. She's fucked real good on that shit. Other interesting news as well. Hear about that woman reunited with her daughter?
No.
I'm trying to think. I think it was 7 years ago. Her woman had her girlfriend come over, visited the house. Shortly after she visited the house, it catches fire. Gets all her kids outside except for her baby daughter. Firemen think, she must have died in the fire. And the fire was so hot and incinerated. Problem was, it was a small fire. It didn't even consume the whole house.
Okay.
But the firemen left it as that. Woman goes 7 years down the road. 7 years. She goes to a,
damn.
She goes to a birthday party for one of her kids.
Mm-hmm.
And her fucking girlfriend right there has a daughter. And her girlfriend's back in town. Daughter looks exactly like her.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So she goes, you got something stuck in your hair, some gum or something, and goes up and cuts part of the child's hair out, takes it in for DNA testing, finds out it's her own fucking daughter.
Wow.
Her girlfriend had come over, set the house on fire, and kidnapped her own daughter.
That's horrible.
When everybody was questioned about it, she said, oh, it's just a relative's kid from South America. True story. Happened to... I think I want to say Philadelphia.
Yeah, I remember hearing that. That's amazing. You know, first off, that's ignorance and stupidity that they actually would think they'd get away with that.
Seven years, that's horrible. Happened in 97.
Hey, here's the problem. That's a seven-year-old child now.
Yeah.
They're going to have a huge identity issue.
They're saying no, that the child's already accepted her as mommy.
Really?
That's a quote. So apparently, I guess they spent some time together and the kid feels a real kinship with her.
Wow.
I know, that blows me away.
I mean, that's... Wow.
Seven-year-old kid can just pick up again like that, because she was an infant when this happened.
See, that's scary. That's just scary. To know that people are out there... To know what fucked people... Now, where's the person who did the kidnapping? I bet they're now...
Their asses got arrested.
Did they get arrested? Good.
They caught them.
Good. They need to go to fucking federal pound-me-in-the-ass prison. That's pathetic.
Maybe they can help Martha decorate.
Yeah, that'll be the pink and lacy prison ever.
So we got... Let's see, we also got some other shit here... Gay marriage bans, blah, blah, blah.
We covered that last week. I'm tired
of really
talking about that.
I really don't give a shit
now.
About that at all.
Well, why don't we do this?
There's some interesting stuff. Michael Jackson's undergoing some fucking herbal treatment.
Who knows? Maybe he'll be black again next time. By the time he gets to court, that way they'll have some, like, you know, sympathy or something.
Whoa, Godzilla's going to get retired.
Yeah, you didn't hear about that?
No.
Yeah, they're going to retire Godzilla, retire the franchise. But, of course, depending on this, I guess there's a film or a video collection or DVD collection that's going to be coming out. And if it sells well, they'll bring it back, you know, Family Guy style.
Yeah, of course it will.
Of course. All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and start wrapping this up while Claude laments over his loss of Godzilla.
Oh, that was the other one. The former governor of Nevada died.
Oh, big deal.
Yeah.
All right, folks, you've been listening to
Spank Wagon Radio, only available at spankwagon.vftp.net, on to interweb. Tune in anytime you want to hear us when we're online.
I guess I can't tune in anytime. But if you want to hear us live, it's going to be Friday night, 6 p.m. If you want to, and that's Vegas time. If you want to just download a show and listen to it there, spankwagon.vftp.net. It's in the archive if it's not live. Also, folks, I want to say a big thank you to Mr. Man with LazyCode.com for providing the stream so we could broadcast this wonderful show with really questionable music out to you. Also want to say thank you to Virtual One with VFTP.net for providing a home for the website. Don't forget, at March 15th, that'll be the Ides of March.
The Ides of March.
JSTFU.org will have their show. JSTFU.org for more information.
It's coming soon.
On the Ides of March, even.
To the internet near you.
Internet near you. I'm your host, Trencher.
And I am, of course, in the irrefutable Claude Balls.
And the unprepared Claude Balls.
I am plenty prepared. I got me through. It'll be different next week.
I hear that every week. All right, folks. Next week, there's a $5 bet on this one. Who wants to collect? All right. Have a good night.
Spankwagon. Wait, we didn't thank Mr. Man, did we?
We did.
Did we?
Yeah.
God, I wasn't paying attention.
I noticed.
Oops.
Just play the music.
All right, let's go. Spankwagon. I need
like out there. You can go out if you want.
We wouldn't care. We got nothing better to do than watch the team have a couple of brews. Don't talk about anything else. We don't want to know. We're dedicated to our favorite shows. Use my brain anymore.
There's nothing left in it.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
Hey, wait a minute. My TV still doesn't work.
It's broken.
Hey, what are we going to do tonight? This isn't fair.
About the Civil War memorabilia that you had advertised?
Yes.
Yes, can you tell me what it consists of?
Well, we have guns, several guns.
Uh-huh. Do you have any Confederate weapons, or what type of weapons do you have?
Well, I don't know if you consider a Confederate weapon, but he's got a Deuce 5. At least he told me it's called a Deuce 5. And we have some of the old guns there that with the powder blows off on your hand and it explodes.
Right. Do you know what gun?